Christ came. Reignite your passion for God and His work. Listen to Bishop Hamish Odoi, the resident bishop of the Kodesh Family Church, Ghana, Collegonal Cathedral. He comes your way on this podcast with the encouraging word of God. Now, listen to Bishop Hamish Odoi.
Wanting to be sung, but there was no melody.
God richly bless you. I want to read from Psalm 107. We are so grateful to God. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord for His good, for His mercy endureth forever. Verse 2, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom He hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. And verse 8 says, oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. We want to thank God for this morning. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallowed be your name. Bango sali biyanga la bakato sayamane. Zibiyanga la mamosta kayanguri nikitaya. Thank you, Father. We are so grateful. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for the miracle of mercy. We recognize that every good and every perfect gift comes from you, the Father of lights, in whom there's no variableness or shadow of turning, including the gift of life. We are so grateful. Thank you that we are alive and well. We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, we want to still pray. We are reading from 1 Timothy, first of all, prayers, supplication, intercession, and giving of thanks to be made for all men and for those who are in authority. We want to pray for our government, for them to know what to do. We want to pray for wisdom. We want to pray for knowledge. We want to pray for understanding in these difficult times. Lift up your hands and let's pray. Father, thank you for our government. In Jesus' name, send them wisdom. Cause them to understand the times and seasons like the sons of Issachar. Thank you, Father, that they'll know what to do. Thank you for knowledge. Thank you for understanding about these times, these difficult times. And help them, Father. When we lift up our eyes, we look to you, we know our help comes from you. Therefore, we pray for our leaders, O God. We bless them in Jesus' name. While we continue praying, we are now praying for the leaders of the church. We pray for wisdom, we pray for knowledge, we pray for understanding. We pray for the Holy Spirit. The spirit of wisdom, knowledge, understanding, the spirit of the fear of the Lord, the spirit of counsel, the spirit of might, and the spirit of the Lord. Lift up your hands and pray. Father, we thank you for wisdom, for knowledge, for understanding, for counsel, for the fear of the Lord. Thank you for your help in Jesus' mighty name. We bless you. Finally, we want to pray and commit the service into God's hands. Jesus gave us a special promise. Where two or three are gathered in my name, and there am I in the midst of them. We believe that Jesus is with us. We believe that Jesus is in our midst. And so this morning we want to thank God for His presence. And thank God that He is with us. Thank God that He is in our midst in a special way. And as we lift Him up, we believe that He will draw men unto Himself. Hallelujah. He inhabits the praises of His people. Lift up your hands. Thank Him for this morning. Thank Him for His presence. Thank Him for His help. Thank Him for the gift of life. Bless His name. Thank Him that He's in our midst, a special way to be a blessing. Hallowed be your name. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for this special promise. You promised us the word. Two or three are gathered in your name. Be in your midst. Thank you that you are with us this morning to help us. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are with us. Thank you for your presence. We give you praise. We give you glory. Jesus is with us in the person and power of the Holy Spirit. Hallowed be your name. Thank you, Father. Father, we thank you for this morning's service. Thank you for your presence, Holy Spirit. Thank you for your leading. Thank you for your guidance. Thank you for your influence. And thank you for your help. In Jesus' mighty name, we bind every spirit that will distract us, that will not allow us to receive the word. Thank you that the entrance of your word, Lord, gives light and gives understanding to the simple. We bless you. You sent forth your word and you healed them. In Jesus' mighty name, and everybody said, Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We'll still be praising God. We want to spend a few minutes to pray. Amen. Isaiah 21 verse 11, the bearing of Duma. He calleth me out of Seir, watchman, watch of the night, watchman, watch of the night. Amen. The burden of Duma. He calleth to me out of sin. Watchman, watch of the night. Watchman, watch of the night. Amen. So I want to pray that we'll continue to be watchmen. Amen. Ezekiel chapter 3. What a blessing. Verse 17. Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore hear the word at my mouth and give them warning from me. Isaiah 62, 6 and 7 says, I have set you as watchmen upon the walls of Jerusalem. The Bible says the end of all things is at hand. Be therefore sober and watchful unto prayer. So we want to pray that we'll be watchmen. Amen. And also we'll be able to see, we'll be able to understand, we'll be able to know. In Ephesians chapter 1 from verse 14, 15, Paul prayed for wisdom, for revelation in the knowledge of God, for the eyes of their understanding to be enlightened, for them to know what was the hope of their calling, and the riches of their inheritance, and the power that was available to them. We want to lift up our voices and pray. God, make me a watchman. Thank you for the ability to see and to know, to hear and to understand. Lift up your voice and let's pray. Thank you, Father. Yes, Lord. Thank you for watchmen. You have made us watchmen, Lord. Thank you that the spirit of grace and supplication is upon us. We will rise up and pray. We will see and understand. We will hear and understand. We will see and know. Lift up your voice and pray. Thank you, Father. We want to bless you. We want to hallow your name. Thank you, Jesus. Mandala basu. Leveyandala basu stokubo andaya. Venala basu stayamakani. Make us watchmen. Thank you for the spirit of grace and supplication. Levandu saya kadimia. Handolobogo. The ability to see and know. Thank you for dreams. Thank you for visions. Thank you for revelations. Thank you for trances, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Ikatu saya. May your people see a vision, a trance. Hey, basakaria. May we receive revelations. Kayangu. Mayange. Lebrendaya. Thank you that we are watchmen. We will rise up. We will keep watch at night. Ebanda la basustaya baderia. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. We still want God. Today is Sunday, Mother's Day, or Mothering Sunday, as some people would like to put it. Amen. I want you to pray for your mother or any mother figure in your life. Amen. And after service, call your mother. Talk to her. Tell her how much you love her. If it's possible, send her a little gift. Hallelujah. God will bless you. Amen. Mothers, hallelujah. Amen. So we are praying for mothers or any mother figure in your life. I want to say God bless all mothers. Thank you for all you do. May the Lord bless you. May he make you his handmaiden. May you be a pillar in the house of God. May you be what God wants you to be. And may you be a woman of virtue. Hallelujah. Virtuous woman. Lift up your hands and let's pray. Thank you, Father. Thank you for mothers, wherever they are. Make them what you want them to be. They are blessed. Make them strong pillars. In the name of Jesus, make them women of virtue. Make them like the Marys in the Bible. Mary, the mother of Jesus, Mary Magdalene. Thank you for Esther. Laboso Skoki Branda. Bahando Sokobo. For Deborah's. In Asko Toribia. For Abigail's. Bahando. Librenda Lamasustaya. The Anda Lababo. Bless mothers. Bless mothers. Bless mothers. In the name of Jesus. Mando Sokuriam Derivahaya. God bless all mothers. Finally, we want to welcome the Holy Spirit. Without him, we can do nothing. Apart from him, we can do nothing. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Help us by your Spirit. In Jesus' name. Lift up your voice. Bahande. O shakari miki ando sori diya. Da robo so duri mikata diya. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Father, we thank you for this morning. Thank you that we are blessed. Thank you for the gift of life. We are healthy. It is well with us. It is well with our bodies. Thank you that no evil before us and no plague will come by our dwelling place. We are free from every disease, every virus, every plague in Jesus' mighty name. And now, Lord, keep us under the shadow of your wings. And thank you that we are blessed of you. Thank you for divine protection and divine preservation in Jesus' mighty name. And everybody said, Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallowed be your name. Welcome, Sister Annie, to be a blessing to us. Let's put our hands together and welcome Sister Annie.
Sing that song. We'll be right back.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Be strong in the Lord and be courageous. Amen. We should not lose sight of the fact that this year is a year of shepherding.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
And God is raising shepherds. A great door is opened unto you. There may be adversaries, but be strong, be courageous. You will do well. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You will be a blessing to others. When you are a shepherd, you are a blessing to others. And when you are a shepherd, you help with the work of God. Someone will be blessed because of you. So rise up, be a shepherd. Rise up, help with the work of God, and you will be blessed. Remember, it's the year of shepherding. Well, we thank God. God is with us. Call someone. Call a friend. Wake someone up. Tell your friend. Send a link again. I'm giving you 30 seconds to send a link again. Send a link. Invite someone. Call some more people. Wake up. It's too late to be asleep. It's past 10. Wake up from your bed. Wash your face. Brush your teeth. And let's be in the service together. It will be a blessing. Why are you still asleep? Why are you still asleep? Wake up. And it will be a blessing. Amen. Shall we bow our heads? Pray for yourself. A great and effectual door to be a shepherd. Ask for an opportunity to be a shepherd. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we love you so much. We bless you and thank you for an opportunity and this privilege to be a shepherd. Bless your people as we come to listen to your word. Help us speak to our hearts. Holy Spirit, we need you. Apart from you, we can do nothing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Well, we thank God for this morning. Today, I want to begin to share about loyalty and disloyalty. Something that I think is very, very important, essential. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. And I believe that we need to know about this subject. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Very important subject. And why are we teaching about loyalty and disloyalty? Because there are so many examples in the Bible that teach us about this all-important subject. And also, it's to preserve the church so that whatever vision God has given us will come to pass. Amen.
Amen.
And also, in the day of temptation, for us to remember these things so that we will not fall. So that you will not fall, and I also will not fall. Amen.
Amen.
So, it's a very important subject. I want you to call someone, and we will be blessed together. Hallelujah. Bishop, why are you teaching it? I've just explained why I'm teaching it. Are there problems? There are no problems. But I believe that this is what God wants me to teach you. Amen. And like I said, there are examples in the Bible. And I also said that it will help to preserve the church of God. Nobody builds something and doesn't work hard to maintain it and to preserve it and to keep it. And also in the day of temptation, so that you and I will not fall. You will remember, I will remember, and we will be blessed together. Hallelujah. So it's a blessing. So, I will teach a few things from this book. I want to start with why loyalty. Amen.
Amen.
Now, I'm going to read a few scriptures. First, let us move to 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Ente ene ye kasa efa no kware dehun. Nyankumpon pese ye di no kware. Amen. Hallelujah. Eye ya sebi. Ente ya sese ye di no kware. Yehovah is only what you and the quality. It didn't mean this and what you. So, we are going to study in the Bible. Like I said, there are so many examples in the Bible. First, I want us to go to 1 Corinthians chapter number 10. Hallelujah. Moreover, brethren, I would not that you should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea. And were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud, and in the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual meat. And they were baptized into Moses. They all drank the same spiritual drink. And they drank from the spiritual rock, which was Christ. Verse 5, but with many of them God was not pleased. Now verse 6 is what I'm looking for. Now these things are examples to the intent we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted. Neither be idolaters as some of them were. Amen. Neither let us commit fornication. Isn't it? Neither remember ye, verse 10. Verse 11. Verse 10 says, neither remember ye as some of them also were met, and were destroyed of the destroyer. Verse 11 says, now all these things happen unto them for examples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. So these things, these lessons in the Bible, in the Old Testament, happened for our example, so that we will learn from them. Amen. So let's turn our Bibles to Joshua chapter 1. God bless you. Sani yame nina e siye. E siye se yibi sri yam ni yama efimo. Nibi ne fe ne kwe. Yero ha neba. Koni wan na ni kase mo ke jemi. Amen. Hallelujah. So let's look at Joshua chapter 1. It's talking about Joshua. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea, toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. Verse 5, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swore unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, that thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Hallelujah. Powerful scripture. Amen. It's a blessing. So what then is loyalty? It means being the same. It means being faithful. Being the same means that when you meet me and say, oh, the word was powerful, I was so blessed, I really want to leave the Lord's presence. And then when you get out of my presence, you say, good riddance, I could not wait to get out of the service. It means being the same. You are not the same. It means faithfulness. It means allegiance. It means we can depend on you. It means we can trust you. It means devotion. It's a personal commitment. What you are saying is that, here am I, pastor. What you are telling your pastor, what you are telling me is that, here am I. You can trust me. You can depend on me. Hallelujah. What say me? Maybe no quarrel. Who should hear me? I will start coming. And yes, who will be man? What can be before for? Hold down the man who can be before for? Obviously, I just say, send a lot of people. And you hear no quarrel. Who will be any man? You all the cannon and none of the castle who will need you. Otomobono, you are down there. God, the money, no, no, you are pushing here, no, no, by me. It means here I am. You can count on me. you can trust me, I won't fail you. It means you are constant. Anything that is constant doesn't change. When we were in school, we were taught that pi is a Greek letter. And it's always, no matter where you are in the world, it's 3.14 or 22 over 7. So when you are calculating the area of a circle, you say it's pi r squared. When you are calculating the circumference, it's pi d. A little mathematics here. It does, pi doesn't change. It has the same value everywhere you go to. It doesn't change, it's the same. So it's a constant, isn't it? So you are constant, you are reliable, you don't change, you say the same things. We are not worried about you. Can we imagine if we are worried about everybody? I'm worried about the choir, I'm worried about all the branches, we are worried about everything. I don't think that it will help. Everybody's accusing you, everybody's murmuring, everybody's saying something, everybody's saying something bad against you. I don't think that it will be the best. So we are not worried about you. If you are in charge somewhere, we are not worried about you. You are faithful. You will say good things. You will say things that will not make us worried. Hallelujah. So one of the things I want you to understand is that the absence of loyalty is why God's divine plans are not achieved. What we are seeing here is God talking to Joshua. And God is telling Joshua exactly the things he said to Moses. That Moses was not able to achieve what God wanted. God wanted Moses to take the people into the promised land. A land that God had promised, a land that God had given to them. A land that God wanted them to have. But Moses was not able to take them to that land. Why? Because of loyalty and disloyalty. Because of disloyalty. God's purpose and God's plans were not achieved. Because of disloyalty. Although the Lord said, Moses, come, you are taking my people into a promised land. Moses didn't get into the promised land. And when he died, the Bible tells us that Michael came. And the devil fought with Michael over the body of Moses. So Moses didn't make it into the promised land. The people didn't make it into the promised land. Why? Because of disloyalty. So God's vision and God's divine plans were not achieved. I believe that God has a lot for us to do. You're supposed to raise more shepherds. The churches are supposed to grow bigger. You're supposed to start more branches. If we have this hanging around our necks, it will not be achieved. That's why we need people who will be faithful, who will be saying the same things, who will not be saying bad things about the pastor. On your way home, you will not be saying bad things about your pastor in the taxi or Uber or Tango or Trotro or your own car. In your homes, you will not be saying bad things about the pastor. You will not be saying bad things about me. When you see me, you say something. When you turn behind me, you say something else. These things don't help us. So, quickly, I want to see if I can go through a few of them. So, the first thing is, loyalty is the principal qualification for every minister. So, what you need is loyalty. We need loyal people. So, let's look at the scripture in 1 Corinthians. And I believe it will be a blessing. 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 2. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. Hallelujah. Asa ni aka no. Wa wo hwe efie ni so no. Ese se wo di nkwari. No me shaji, wo no ko sha amo. Is I know you are adukwari. That is it. It is a requirement. So we need people who will be faithful. Because you see, for us to do what we have to do, we need loyal people, not disloyal people. Remember that it's the same thing that the Lord said to Joshua. The same thing. Every place the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. He said the same thing to Moses. that I'm taking you into a land that I promised to give to my people. But God's plans and God's visions and God's purposes were not achieved because of disquiet. So what we need are faithful pastors, faithful shepherds, faithful members, people who we can trust, people who are safe. Here I am. You can trust me. I will not fail you. I will stand with you. I will be with you. I will help you. Not people who say this today and tomorrow they have something else to say. In front of you they say this and behind you they say something else. God is looking for faithful people. People we can trust. People who will help. People who will not fail us. Hallelujah. You know, it's important that you surround yourself with people who you can trust. And people who love you. And people who encourage you. Especially when you are starting something new. You know, whenever we do something or we don't do something, it has far-reaching effects. This business has its currency to be sold. And so whatever we do, whatever decision we take, knowing or unknowingly, we'll be sending people to help. That's why if you take somebody like Adolf Hitler, all the things he did, his decisions, sent a lot of people to their death. That's why there were several attempts, over 40 attempts on his life. None of them went. And so wherever you are, your decision may be sending somebody to hell. You know, sometimes when these things happen, there are some people who stop church altogether. They don't go to church. So what happens to these people? Because of your decision, because of my decision, people stop going to church. Because maybe you decide to move out of the church or you decide to take some people and go and start a church somewhere. Next door. And some people just stop going to church altogether. So your decisions, the things you do or do not do, may be actually sending people to hell. So we have to surround ourselves with people who love us, not people who laugh at us. The Bible says, blessed is the one who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standing in the way of sinners, nor sitting in the seat of the scornful. It's not nice to be laughed at. That's why sometimes people don't pray for people. Because as you are praying, people are watching you. Is he anointed? Are people going to fall under the power? Is there power? And then you find out that pastors don't even lay hands on people anymore. When the Bible says that we should lay hands on people and pray for them. Because we are afraid that people will laugh at us. Laugh at us. Hallelujah. You don't need people to laugh at you. Amen. The second one says to fight the fifth column. So actually what is happening is that if something is going to happen, it's actually going to be people who are with us in the church. And that's why I'm saying you must surround yourself with people who love you and will not laugh at you and will not mock you. Amen. Very early in the ministry, I realized that the devil is an expert at destroying the church from within. If you're a good minister, called of God and doing the right things, the devil will have very little opportunity to fight against you from outside. Jesus said in John 14:30, the prince of this world cometh and hath nothing in him. So actually, the devil cannot come from outside, but you have people from within destroying you. And that's what Paul spoke about in Acts chapter 20. Let me just read that briefly. People from within. People from within. Coming to destroy the church. Let's look at this carefully. For I know this, that after my departure, verse 29, shall grievous fools enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after them. So, from within, people arise. And that's why it's important that we understand. I recall reading the story,
I want to share this story with you,
of an army general who surrounded a large city with the aim of conquering it. This city was heavily fortified with a high and imposing wall and gate. The army general surrounded the city in readiness to attack. One friend of the general came along and asked him, "Sir, how do you think you are going to overcome the defenses of this city? No one in recent history has been able to conquer this great city." The army general smiled and said, "It's my fifth column. I'm depending on them to do the trick." The general's friend was very interested and asked, "What is this fifth column? I thought you only had four columns." The army general replied, "I do have a fifth column." "Oh, I see. Is it a special commando unit or are they airborne paratroopers?" the man asked. The general laughed. "No, it's none of these. My fifth column consists of my spies, agents, friends, and supporters who are already within the city. You just wait. They will open those big gates from within and my armies will rush in. This is the only way the enemy can destroy a successful and powerful ministry that is doing all the right things. It has to come from within. The fifth column comprises the disloyal, double-faced, double-tongued, and discontented people within every ministry. If these people are allowed to wreak havoc, as they so very well can, they will destroy the whole church. So it comes from within. That's why we have to surround ourselves with people who love us, not people who will mock us. You know, if I limp, I don't think you have to tell me that I'm limping. I don't think you have to laugh at me. None of us is perfect. I'm not a perfect person. I always tell you that I'm not perfect. But you see, in spite of being perfect or not perfect, wherever somebody is in a position, if the person is a pastor, if the person is doing something, then actually what has happened is that that person has been put in that room. That is what the Lord told Elijah. "Go and anoint Elisha to be prophet in your room." So it's a room. You may even preach better than the person. You may be a better pastor than the person. But the person has been put in a room by God. And we all have to accept it and stand by the person and work with the person. And that's why we must get rid of people who don't stand with us and who don't love us. Jesus said in Matthew 12:30, "He that is not with me is against me." So when you are in front of me, you say nice things. And when you are not in my presence, you say bad things. No quality in me. Ni ameka na se. Mpenyefo na eke bibi se, abo ameka wa fiwa. Ntuma mu. Sa meka se, asori wo ho, ye bibi aka ma, ye bibi afa. Ansa na bonsa benya hu ase asori no. Dis onya obi a ofi asori no. Dani ebanye fite wo, dabo ko fata wo, ne e ji wo e. Wo ke me fata wo he. Now make a demotion. Now a wow. Is that what? Honey, I'm a papa. Proverbs 22:10 says, "Cast out the scorner and contention shall go out. Yea, strife and reproach shall cease." So we don't need people who laugh at us. We don't need people who will be marking the things we say and marking the preaching. Is he called? Is he anointed? He didn't preach well. We don't need such people. Cause she ever touch him. She ever more. He better. No need your jam. Pale. Neke. Momo konkro fata ahi. I don't know how can. Nko ye. O ni tu mi. Mosra mi ni neso. Na uji na neni ma won kasa ni ama we. Uji na nechi. Na won kasa ni ama we. So when you are in his presence, speak well. But when you are out of his presence, you pretend. When you are out of his presence, you pretend. When you are out of his presence, then you are the real you. You begin to say poisonous things and nasty things. Hallelujah. So it's very important
So number one, I'm saying that is the qualification, isn't it? We need a qualification to be able to enter the university. We have entrance qualifications. And the number two is to find the fifth column. Number three, time is almost gone. For the love of God to fill the church. John 13:35, Jesus said, by this shall all men know that we have disciples, that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another. Ministry is very important. Saving souls, getting people to miss help. We need love to operate. We can't fight amongst ourselves. Love is kind. Love is patient. You need to be patient with your pastor. You need to be patient. You need to be patient. Hallelujah. One thing that every pastor must know about sheep is that they drink from still waters. If the water is murky and rough, the sheep will stay away. You see, they cannot see whether there's an animal. You know, I was watching wildlife, and there was a crocodile lying in the water. And I think a deer, one of these deers, came by the water side. You know, when the water is calm, they can see in the water. And then suddenly, it came out. I've also watched wildlife where a snake was in the water, just calmly. And then suddenly it came out of the water. So sheep want to drink from calm, clear water. They can look into the water and see that there's no animal lurking there. There's no danger. But whenever there's treachery, whenever there's mistrust, distrust, church members become scared and they stay away. And that's why I'm saying that when we do this and they become scared and they stay away, they may end up going to hell. That's why I'm saying that when we are dealing with the church, what we do or what we don't do may send people to hell. The great shepherd that David taught us about in Psalm 23 and verse 2 said, he leadeth me beside the still waters. Waters have to be still. Amen. And so we have to be people who walk in love. Amen. Amen. We have to walk in love. We have to love the people. Amen. And we have to stay together and be one. Because when the sheep come and they fight us fighting, they fight us accusing one another, the waters are murky. When there's treachery, the waters are not clear, there's distrust, the sheep are scared and they stay away. And that's why we need love. That's why we need you to be the same. Don't say something different in the presence of your pastor and then behind him you say something else, pretending. Oh, pastor, we love you. We are so blessed by your message. Only for you to turn your back and say, good riddance. I couldn't wait to get out of the service. You are pretending. You are disloyal. We don't need such people. Discussing your pastor, discussing me, talking about things you don't understand and things you can't even appreciate. Wow. The next one is to have a large and successful ministerial team. One person can only do so much. And that's why I'm saying that to have a large church and to have so many branches, we need to work with so many people. And that's why we need people we can trust. And that's why I should not be worried about somebody in a branch wondering what he's going to say. It becomes very difficult. I should not be worried about you. You must rather be somebody I can lean on. Somebody who will help. Amen.
Hallelujah. Sɛ ɛsɛ sɛ yɛ bɛtumi ayɛ nea ɛsɛ sɛ yɛyɛ nea yɛhia nkurɔfo yɛhia asɔfo pii yɛhia shepherds pii na sɛ wowɔ baabi a ɛsɛ sɛ makoma to meyɛ no ɛnyɛ sɛ madwene wo ho bisa me ho sɛ ɛdɛn na ɔwɔyɛ ɛdɛn na ɛrekɔ so. Can you imagine if I have to think about everybody, or a pastor has to think about every basanta, think about the choir, what's going on in the choir, think about the ashes, what's going on, what are they saying? Are they saying bad things? Are they saying negative things about me? Where are we going to get to? No. If we are going to go forward, if you are going to start more churches, then we must start more churches, have more shepherds, train more shepherds, more pastors, then we have to work with a lot of people. However, it would be better to work alone than with a team of disloyal, disgruntled, disunited, and disaffected people. In fact, it is not possible to have an effective team with such people. We will only be able to do a lot when we are united, when we are one, and when we are all loyal. Loyal to this church, loyal to our founder, and loyal to God, loyal to this church, loyal to our founder. Hallelujah. The next one is to have a mega church. To have a big church and to have, you know, a mega church means that one big church and several branches which are also big. If we are fighting one another, complaining, memory, we will not be able to do well. And then number six is to have a long-lasting ministry. How many years do we have left? I am more than 50 years. How many years do we have left? There are people who must take over and run with it. And so we need loyal people to help us. Let's go back to the book of Joshua and learn a few more things. Remember that what the Lord told Joshua is what he told Moses. But it was not, that vision was not achieved because of disloyalty. Moses himself even did not enter the promised land. The purposes, the plans of God may not be achieved because of disloyal people. That's why we are talking about this. You know, sometimes people say, oh, why are you teaching about this? You don't teach about loyalty. Loyalty is commanded. Until you have experienced certain things, you may not understand what we are talking about. I remember I was in a particular city and the pastor was broken. All his pastors and his associates, several of them, perhaps 8, 9, 10, they all left at the same time. That man was broken. When you talk with him, you are broken. People don't want to start branches because they have disloyal people. I remember a particular pastor who was with, what I heard was that he was with his brother. His brother was his associate. Felt, oh, these things, these teachings are not necessary, you command them. And then there was a problem. He had a problem with his brother. It was then that he ran after the book. I can tell you story after story. One day I was at home and I got a call from an associate of an associate. So this was a branch pastor in the city where I was. And his associate called me and he said that this is what my senior pastor has done. And that's why it's important for us to be loyal right to the top. You know, where we meet, he went there and said, it's time to renew the contract to pay the rent. So I've come, but we have changed our name. Our name is no longer X. It is now ZY. It's no longer Church X International. It's ZY International. And so this associate met the caretaker and said, oh, your senior pastor came here to renew the contract. But he said, you have changed the name of your church. He said, what? We have not changed the name of our church. Our church is still Church X. It's never ZY. So he called headquarters in Accra and said, this is what is happening. This person is changing the name of the church. And so they had to come in and there was so much distrust, disunity, treachery. People left church. That's why I'm saying that. Sometimes when people leave church, they may not go to another church. They stop going to church. That's why I'm saying that. What we are dealing with, souls and a decision, what you do or not do, may actually send somebody to hell. That's why you have to be very careful. If you are in a position of authority, if I'm in a position of authority, very, very important. You actually be sending somebody to hell. So back to Joshua. I have a few more minutes. I want to see Joshua. Hallelujah. Verse 3. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. So remember, it's the same thing. We need people who will be with us. Hallelujah. But let's go down there. Verse 9. Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage? Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Verse 10. Then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, pass through the host, and command the people, saying, prepare your victuals, for within 3 days ye shall pass over this Jordan. Verse 12. And to the Reubenites, and to the Gadites. Verse 14. Your wives. Verse 13. Remember the word which Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, saying, the Lord your God hath given you rest and hath given you this land. Your wives, your little ones, and your cattle shall remain in the land Moses gave you, shall remain in the land which Moses gave you on this side, Jordan. But you shall pass before your brethren, armed, all the mighty men of valor, and help them. Verse 15. Until the Lord hath given you brethren rest. Verse 16. And they answered Joshua, saying, all that thou commandest us, we will do. And whatsoever thou sendest us, we will go. Amen. So these are people who have learned from this world. And now look at what they are telling Joshua. Whatever you tell us to do, we will do. Wherever you tell us to go, we will go to. According as it happened unto Moses. Well, I don't know if that is true. In all things, so we shall happen unto thee. Only the Lord thy God be with thee, as he was with Moses. Verse 18. Whosoever he be that doeth or that rebel against thy commandment, and will not hearken unto thy words, in all that thou commandest him, he shall be put to death. Only be strong and of a good courage. So these are people who have learned from disloyal people. And they are saying that Moses, relax. Anybody who is disloyal, we will deal with him. And that's why we have to stand. Shepherds must stand with their pastors. Pastors must stand with their head pastor. And anybody who rises up to cause problems, you relax. And we deal with him. We rise up as sons and deal with the person. We rise up as sons and let the person know that you cannot behave this way. Remember that these were the same words that the Lord spoke to Moses. We are taking the people into the promised land, but they didn't get to the promised land. Moses himself did not make it to the promised land. Why? Because of this loyalty. And Corinthians tells us that these things happen as examples. We are supposed to learn from them. They happen as examples. And then when you read on, it says, let him that thinketh his standard take it less before. And that's why we are all learning. We are all learning it. Hallelujah. And so, it's a blessing. The first thing I said was that several reasons why the subject of loyalty is important. Number one, loyalty is the principal qualification for every minister. Number two, to fight the fifth column. Number three, for the love of God to fill the church. Number four, to have a large and successful ministerial team. Number five, to have a mega church. For us to have a big church, choristers, archers, aquapa ladies, all the basantes that we have, we need loyal people. When people keep moving out, we'll never be able to build anything big. If you have an account and you always go for 4,000 and you put in 2,000, if you have problems soon, even if you have a big savings. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So without loyalty, we can't have a big church and we can't have a network of churches. So we need it. We need it. We need it. To have a long-lasting ministry. Amen.
We need to build a team of loyal successors.
Amen.
So that when we are not here, the work will continue. Amen.
Amen.
So the people told Joshua, Joshua, whoever does not obey you, we will deal with the person. You don't have to deal with the person. These are people who have learned about disloyalty and what disloyalty can do. It can actually harm you, and the vision and the purposes of God may not be achieved. Because the Lord told Moses, you have taken the people into the promised land, but they did not make it. Why? Because of disloyalty. And Paul says, these things happen as examples for us to learn from these things. And that's why we are learning about it. So that in the day of temptation, remember what I'm telling you. Hallelujah. May the Lord help us.
Amen.
And the next one, in order to reap our full reward, those who benefit from the blessings of success are the faithful and loyal ones. One day we all hope to hear those famous words. Well done, good and faithful servant. Those who stick with you through difficult times are different from those who come in when everything is working well. It's true. Those who have stood with you are special. That's why Jesus said it. That's why he said in Revelation 21, verse 14, and the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles. Because it has a special place, because they were with Jesus right from the beginning. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. They had a special place in the kingdom. Amen. Even the great men of God we know today will not qualify for this special reward. Jesus gave a reason for this special reward. They have been loyal to him through the most difficult part of his ministry. Luke 22. Let's look at Luke 22. I believe we are blessed. It's a blessing. We are learning so that we will remember. Paul said these things happened as examples. Listen to what Jesus said. Luke 22:28. Ye are they which have continued with me in my temptations, and I appoint you a kingdom as my Father hath appointed unto me. Amen. So they are special. Most of us are waiting to hear these words. And when Jesus shakes your hand, I don't know when, whenever, and says, well done. He's not going to say, well done, good and anointed servant. He's going to say, well done, good and faithful servant.
Amen.
Faithfulness. Amen.
Amen.
Well done, good and faithful servant. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So, seven reasons why the subject of loyalty is important. Number one, loyalty is a principal qualification. Or say, niya kan, as I say, yebi nukwari. Nukwari di e hum niya. Hallelujah. Number two, to fight the third column. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, for the love of God to fill the church. And may I not take a doma. Unse ye nantu o doma, may I not take a doma. Asofun emu. Unye ye bankrefo. O guan e numen suwa, as I say, nsun e num. E nimi nina e yam boko. Se abwadu o nsun ma umu. To kwa la, kept to a man who is an Indian fair job. Kunika Kolo, who am Yena. She got a song, mommy. You were ye, Menako Menese, Menetit Menese. Well done with him. No, as I know, small here. Hallelujah. But this shall all men know that you are my disciples if you have love one to another. Number four, to have a large and successful ministerial team. Amen. Sir, stop on the door. Ama ye juman yang kupon ya tu yim saya ya. Kun wana sofo ipi. Kun wani o chunu chunu wana hawa. Tuka menye kon menese menetiti menese. Wanyang wun hiyan. Ben wo nibi ngon jachu minse.
And then I'm going to want that to mention.
Hallelujah.
To have a mega church. Now, sorry, me and Kese. Me and Doss, me and Dory. Who do we have? It's coming at that whole concept. What it is, sir? Oh, man, I can't think again. Man, I can't think again. Man, I can't wait that we talk here. Well, in fact, which one is a new or two? Is a new ability or some way? Is a new some more adra? Is a new way out here? Is anyone now suffering be? Is anyone now man you are poor? Where will it be? Come on, yea, and Palia. One down with you. Oh, no, do more. So for you look like, oh, I'm not sure why. A country. God, you put back. Ah, when I'm a babble now, I'm a gentleman. So when I turn down on the bar, oh, now I go home. Hello, your chef, a cowboy, and the course of Nele, Kagabene, Ban, the Kakanaka, Ona, Ubon, Ebe, Iwan, one yard of him.
Hallelujah.
And then the next one is to have a long lasting ministry. What can we be a member chap? No. What we are not here today. That is why we need to build a team of loyal successors. And the last one, the last but one, in order to reap a full reward. Amen. Hallelujah. And the last thing I want to say is that God is not asking us to do something He will not do. God Himself is faithful. You can trust in Him. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. You can depend on Him. God Himself is faithful. The Bible says that faithful is He who has called us. 1 Thessalonians 5:24. Who also will do it. Remember that God is faithful. Even when we deny ourselves, He doesn't deny us. He has stuck with us. He is faithful. Why don't you also decide to be loyal? For your pastor to be able to say, we can trust him. He is here with us. I believe that we have learned a few things from this book. This is all time will allow. But get the book and study it yourself also. As you study it, I believe you also get a revelation. It will help you. So that in that day of temptation, look at it, get this book. Go for it from your Macarius library. If you don't have one, get a copy. And it will be a blessing. Thank you so much. And God bless you. Bow down your heads and let's pray. Father, thank you so much. We love you. We give you praise. We give you glory. Thank you for flowing hearts. Thank you, Lord, that we can have changed hearts, different hearts, and we can have loyal hearts. We bless you. We thank you. Thank you for strength to serve you, grace to serve you acceptably, with godly fear and reverence. Thank you for everyone. We bless you. Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And as every head is bowed, wherever you are, maybe you don't know the Lord as your Savior, you can give your life to Jesus. While we're yet sinners, Christ died for us. While we're yet His enemies, He died for us. God commanded His love towards us. Romans chapter 5, verse 8. In that while we're yet sinners, Christ died for us. You can become different. You can change. Maybe you're only saying that. Look at me, I'm so bad. Can I change? God can make you new. God has a degree. Someone once told me, God has a degree in waste management. It doesn't matter how you come. He will turn your life around. The Bible says in Romans chapter 8 verse 1 and 2, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Don't think how bad you are. Romans chapter 5 verse 1 says, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. We can come to Him and have peace. Shall we pray? I'm going to help you to pray. And as I pray, please pray after me. Let it be your prayer. Bompai. So when you mean bompai, I'm here at it. So can you ask me? I'm going to pray with you. This morning. Say, Heavenly Father, I thank you for Jesus, who died for me
and went to heaven so that I will not die and go to hell. Lord Jesus, I believe in you and all that you came to do. You overcame the devil so that I'll have life and life abundantly. Come into my heart, into my life. Thank you for abundant life. Make me your child. Please write my name in your book of life. My name is Hamish. Please fill me with your Holy Spirit. And please help me to live for you. Amen. And Father, I pray for everyone, wherever they are. You are able to keep that which we commit to you against that day. And we pray for Christ to be formed in them. And we pray that as you have begun this good work, you'll be faithful to complete it. We bless you in Jesus' mighty name. And everybody said, Amen.
Amen.
Well, we thank God for this morning. Put your hands together for the Lord.
I hope you were greatly blessed by today's word. Follow Bishop Hamish on Facebook, YouTube, and Spotify for more messages. God bless you.